In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Great Fast, Sunday that is known as the Sunday of the Lame Man. This man, he was paralyzed for 38 years. And as we said before, the sequence of the readings during the Great Fast, Sundays, is always telling us about the hope that is given to us for the people who wants to repent. This man, he was late for 38 years, and he also had hope because the Lord went to him. The message for us is, even if I have been late in my sickness from the sin, for all of these years, I still have hope that God one day will visit me, and he will come and heal me, and he will bring healing to my soul and my body. In the discussion today between the Lord and the people, and this lame man, after he healed him, because this was the Sabbath, the Lord Christ said to us, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. So this is something we have to think of and to learn from God, the one who works at all times. The Lord said this to us in order for us to meditate on his work and learn from it. What can we learn from God who works at all times? First of all, his rest is in our salvation. We know from the book of Genesis that the Lord God created heaven and earth in 6 days. And then we read that, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Now we are living in the seventh day. This means that during the seventh day that we learn from the book of Genesis that this is the day that God rested at, he was working our salvation. He came and dwelt among us and took flesh and was crucified, and he did all of the things that he has done in this seventh day, the day of his rest. Something we learn from God is our rest actually is when we work with him, our salvation. We will never find rest by just being away from him. Sometimes the world tries to convey to us this message. You find peace and liberty and rest and joy away from God. This is the main deception that Satan now is promoting and marketing this idea, and a lot of people, unfortunately, they bought it from him. You find rest away from God. Believe me, you will never find rest unless you will work with God for your salvation. So the first message, the first thing that we learn from God, he finds his rest in working with us, our salvation. We should as well find our rest in working with him in order to attain this salvation. Secondly, he completes what he starts. We read this from the Gospel of St. John. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. The Lord Christ speaking to the Father. He has finished the work that was given to him to do. What is the meaning of this? God never starts something and do not continue it. Sometimes we have good intention in our hearts. We say that, I will change. I will start with God. I will go to the church. I will observe my prayers and my fasting. And then we go for some time. And then after a while, we stop working. This is not how things should go. St. Paul was encouraging the people of Romans when he said to them, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The more we go, the more we live, the more we struggle, then our salvation is nearer to us. This verse also is given for the people who says that, I once saved, I am always saved. This actually is not biblical teaching. Our salvation is nearer to us now when we believe. This means that when I believed, I started the process. But the more I live with God, the more I am nearer to my salvation. Then salvation is not attained in a second or in a minute or in a moment, as the people sometimes misunderstand the scripture. God tells us whenever you start something, you have to continue and finish it. This is what we also say to the people who are married. In marriage, this is one of the things that we understand this way. When you start it, you have to finish. You have to continue. You have to complete to the end. You cannot come at one time and say, I am tired, I give up. This is the end of me. I have struggled enough to in order to make this marriage to work, but we reach the point where we have to separate. This is not how God wants us to live. This is not how we should be in His likeness, that we start and we continue until we conclude our struggle. Whatever life you lived, if you come at the end and you deny what you believed at, if you stop working what you started, then actually you will never be saved. Always remember this. It is not the beginning of the struggle that matters, but actually the conclusion when you reach the end of the race. Thirdly, His work is always constructive. We never saw the Lord Christ like destroying something or saying or doing something which is with no meaning. He seeds His words. He gave us the parable of the sower to make us always to imagine Him as the one who is seeding His words. He does this with us all the time. He builds His kingdom. He encourages His people. He prepares a place for us. Even after His ascension to heaven, He said that I am going to do what? To prepare a place for you. He does not stop working at all. His work did not finish on the cross and that's it, I am done. No, but He keeps on working and preparing and working with us. He executes justice as well. This is one of the constructive work that God is doing at all times. There is no pointless, negative, or unfair work of God. Let us review what we do in our lives. Can we say the same? All we do is has a point, has a meaning, has a target, has a goal. All what we do is positive. All what we do is also fair. Always imagine and yourself representing Christ. He never did something with no purpose. He never did something negative. He never did something unfair to anyone. Another thing that we learn from God who works at all times, He calls us to work with Him. And this is something very important for our understanding of how we attain salvation. For example, in the story of the Old Testament about the Passover lamb, God, He brought plagues against Egypt, 9 plagues, but none of them was enough to deliver the people out of the land of Egypt. But God made something. At the end, He asked the people to work with Him. What is the meaning of this? He said to them, you bring this lamb and you slay it, you take from the blood, you put it on the doors, and then you will eat it, and then you will do this and this, and then the angel who is going to strike in Egypt, struck Egypt at this night, he will pass by you, he will see the blood, and he will never hurt you. And with this specific plague that came upon Egypt, God delivered His people out of the land. This has a meaning. Our salvation is something we have to work it with God. Yes, God can do all things. Of course, He doesn't need the people to do this. If the people at the time of the Lamb of the Passover, they said, God, this doesn't make sense. You can deliver us. Why I should slay a lamb and put the blood on the door? You know who, of course, who is Israelite here and who is Egyptian. Why we should doing these things? Do you think those people would be able to be delivered? I'm sure not. The people has to respond. They have to work with God. God, this is how He wants us to do things with Him. Of course, He can do everything by Himself. He doesn't need anyone. But this is how we value things. If we don't work for it, if we do not work with God and cooperate with Him, we will never value what we attain. That's why He sends the prophets and the apostles to preach His word. God can make it very easily all the scripture to be written in heaven. We just go in the street and we look, it is there. He doesn't need anyone. He can send angels to preach the word. But He wants us to do this. He wants us to be His messengers. We go with the word of salvation to everyone. Look what St. Paul is saying. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I wonder how the people who says and denies that our faith should be working, how they interpret this verse. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Something has to be done from your side. Accepting Christ is not something negative or passive or just by saying I accept Him. It's a life. When we say, I accept him, I will be working with him, I accept to have a different life. This is how we understand salvation is attained through faith, working through love. God wants us to work with him, something always to remember. He wants to deliver us, but you have to accept, you have to agree, you have to make a treaty with him. Lastly, something else we learn from God's words at all times. No easy solutions, no shortcuts. This has been never manifested in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. He never chose the easy things. He never chose the shortcuts. Okay, let me get it done this way. I will tell you from the end, I am God and here I am, and then he shows miracles and that's it. This is not what God wants. He never did it this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loved us, and his love was manifested in the work that he did for us. He chose the long way to come here on earth and to take on him our flesh in order that he can redeem us. And we hear the Lord saying, preparing us to the end of time, saying, he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Then again, coming to this point, that the people, once you believe, you will never perish. If you are saved, that's all. This is as if something like, I give you the graduation certificate and then I ask you to study. My brethren, things doesn't work this way. This is not biblical. For which motive? After I give you your certification of salvation, then I say to you, it will be nice from you if you study. If it will good for you, that if you do things which is according to God's will. Things should be something working between us and God. He who endures to the end shall be saved. The way God works, he wants us to be in his likeness. We work things as he did. Always remember these lessons to learn from God works at all times. His rest in our salvation. We should have our rest as well in our struggle for salvation. He completes what he starts. We cannot just start and say, I worked for this X years and that's enough. His work is always constructive. There is no pointless, negative, or unfair work by God. He calls us to work with him. He wants us to work with him. Saint Augustine said that God who created you without your approval, he will never be able to save you without your approval. And last, no easy solutions or shortcuts. If you are searching for God outside the wide gate, you are mistaken. You are misled. There will always be a narrow gate, and there will be a difficult road that leads to life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.